Forget about the tax piece, and I understand the tax piece is going to hit. You know, it's a 5% on whatever is deemed as dividends to the owners. But regardless of that, and in many cases it's been argued, and I agree that in a lot of cases, the individual owners won't be affected by this tax. But the record keeping requirements is going to affect everybody, whether they pay the tax or not. So that's something that needs to be addressed in these rules. And the predictability. If nothing else, businesses want predictability. You know, tell me what the number is, whether it's reasonable comp or whether it's earnings and profits or whether it's you know, pick a number, because that way you can price it into your business model, you can charge your customers what you need to charge them, and you can figure out what your profits are going to be for the year. Predictability. And that's something that I think the rules do a pretty good job at attempting to do, because they take pieces of the federal earnings and profits definitions and incorporate them. But there's, again, it's like trying to calculate earnings and profit for a U.S. company in France, because it's just, you're cross borders. You're doing business in multiple states. And one gentleman had, you know, business in international. What are you going to do there?